This train is for Liverpool Central. The next station is...
This is a podcast from Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Recorded live by Tankville Studios and Fallen Industries.
Hello, welcome to the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. Thank you for checking us out. We are back. It is July. And of course, this is the place to find out exactly what is going on amongst the grassroots of Liverpool's magnificent music scene. Lymph, of course, happening this month. It's moved from August Bank Holiday to July. So we're going to be building up to the Liverpool International Music Festival. We've got some great tunes to play for you. And we're going to introduce you to one of the Lymph Academy's One to Watch artist for 2016. His name is Lumen. He's fantastic. We're going to be having a chat with him, and he'll record some tracks right here at Tankfield Studios, so stick around for that. As well as that, Craig Pennington will be back. He's going to be talking to us. But what's coming up in the local gig scene? Of course, Craig from Bido Lito Magazine will be here. And some great tunes as well. We got a Lymph headliner to play for you shortly. But first up, we got a band that are playing the Bandstand stage at Lymph this year. Now, we caught up with them at Threshold. They were amazing at Threshold Festival. They're going to be on at Lymph. This is Black Mountain Lights, and this is called Two Steps.
Oh, Lord, I can see. Make a fool of me. Oh Lord, you burden me, shackles on my life. Oh Lord, I can breathe, devil's fingers got a hold on me. Oh Lord, cut me free before it gets too dark. Two steps closer to the edge now, I call on every breath I stored inside me. Wanna take from me. Oh Lord, help me be. I ain't got a lot. Oh Lord, take these bones, give my body to the undertow. Oh Lord, take me home, lay me down to rest. Two steps closer to the edge now, I call on every breath I stored inside me.
You're listening to Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Planning on heading out to a live gig this month? Get there by train.
It certainly is. This is the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. Thank you for checking us out. Good to have you with us. The July edition and a special lymph edition ahead of the Liverpool International Music Festival. Of course, that band, Black Mountain Lights, will be part of the Lymph Summer Jam. I think they've got a couple of appearances on the bandstand stage, so check it out. Black Mountain Lights, and that song is called Two Steps. Now, of course, we can't have a big festival in Liverpool without us pitching up ourselves. So we've got our Merseyrail Sound Station pop-up stage at St. Michael's Station. Throughout Lymph Weekend, we got artists such as Alex Hume, Greg's Kim, Delia are going to be playing live to get festival goers ready for Lymph 2016 as they get off the train. So come and find us. You can't miss us. Big yellow pop-up stage with Merseyrail Sound Station. An incredible lineup this year for Lymph 2016 as well. Friday night kicks off with the Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra doing renditions of classic Liverpool pop songs. Everyone from Silla to the Beatles. It's called Music City Reimagined, so you can't miss that. Saturday, we got Sigma headlining on the main stage. Then we got Wretch 3-2, DJ Target, Miss Dynamite, Maverick, Sabre. It's all going on the Saturday. And then on Sunday, another incredible lineup. Leanne LaHavis, Francis, Craig Charles is going to be DJing, and a very special homecoming as well for a band which I can't believe have never played Lymph. They are headlining this year, Central Stage, Sunday night in Sefton Park, closing the festival, and it's these guys. It's the Wombats, and this is one of their recent singles, Greek Tragedy.
This method acting might pay our bills, but soon enough there'll be a different role to fill. I love this feeling, but I hate this part. I wanted this to work so much, I drew up our plans on a chart. Cars are flipping, I'm in hot pursuit. My character's strong, but my head is loose. She no landing pad, and better have said it, but darling, you're the best. I'm just tired of falling up the Penrose steps. I hate this feeling, but I love this part. She really wants to make it work, and I clearly want to let it start. We'll build a water slide as soon as I get home.
Listen to Merseyrail Sound Station. check out merseyrailsoundstation.com for exclusive videos and photographs from this month's live session.
It certainly is. This is the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. My name's Jay, and that band will be live in Sefton Park headlining the Central Stage on Sunday, the 24th of July. It's all about the Wombats at Lymph 2016. But as well as the Wombats, the night before, picture the scene. The sun will be shining. Sigma will be on stage somewhere else, but someone else will be on stage around about that time as well. Lumen will be on the Lymph Academy stage. Mate, are you nervous? Are you ready? Are you prepped? Are you sorted?
I'm very pumped. I'm like really extremely excited to play. Like, it's going to be a nervous one because I'm closing the stage, but I'm definitely eggy to play. Like,
it's such. And you were saying before you've never been to Lymph.
No, it's the first time. Like, last year looked cool, like Ray Morris and all that. Really like them. Missed that one, but now I'm like, can't miss it. Got
to
play.
Great festival, yeah. Really is. So much going on and so much different music as well, yeah. And things to do and get into. You're part of the Lymph Academy. Tell us about that process and how that worked.
Well, I applied for like the Lymph Academy like a couple of months ago. Then I got like a message off Yao and the people from Lymph saying that I was picked as.
So Yao is Mr. Lymph.
Yeah,
basically.
Curator of everything, and he said I was one of the three most ready, and that was weird because I haven't been on this scene long, so it was cool to get that recognition like early enough. And it's been really cool since then, getting like there was a support from them and the money and the funding and all that stuff. It's been really cool.
So Lymph Academy, in case you don't know, basically they choose, I think it's 19 or 20 artists this year, and they do that every year, but then they always have three that are named most ready. And this year it's Ellen and Ellie, who we've spoke to before, yourself, and we got a producer as well, Sway Brown, as well, also named most ready. What an accolade, mate, out of 20 artists.
I know,
there
mental.
to be in the three most ready.
Yeah, that's sort of weird because all the other 20 and all them, they're still amazing and really established. And I feel like I don't deserve it, but it's really cool to be in the top three at least. It's boss.
For anyone that doesn't know, tell us about you and your music. Describe your sound, because I think you've got a really distinctive sound. It's quite difficult to explain. Do it in your words.
It's sort of some DIY, like, lo-fi bedroom music. It's very electro-pop, but it's definitely like quite rough around the edges and definitely unique to my own like bedroom and entry, so it's quite hard to describe.
And that bedroom is where you wrote a lot of it and put it together and produced it as well, isn't it?
Everything I do in that little entry bedroom, doing a little artwork, videos and music in there. It's weird, but
so in 20 years' time, that bedroom will be like a museum.
Hopefully I'm still there. It's like a National Trust like area.
With a little plaque outside. This is where Lumen made all
hopefully.
The tunes. Well, we're going to hear one of them tunes now. Where we're going to hear Dreams live in session at Tankfield Studios.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
I'm looking forward to it. This is a song that I've only just really finished about a month ago, and I really like it. It's quite an upbeat, summery vibe that hopefully I'm going to play on Lymph as well, and hopefully people enjoy that. But yeah, it's definitely quite upbeat and poppy for you.
Brilliant. Let's get this on. This is Lumen and it's Dreams on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast.
Well, I give you my hand, I say that you should leave. You say something along the lines of how could you be so dull. I don't want to live life in a picture frame. I don't wanna live life, is that okay? An invisible way, land on to violet or not today. I think the sidewalk is talking to me, telling me your secrets are free. I heard he likes to play basketball in the trees. I think he's in love with the industry. Isn't it funny how he's got down on his knees, saying all those cliche words that I know you don't like. What kind of boy like me gets a girl like you? Ooh, 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 ooh. What do I have to do? Ooh, 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 ooh. I've asked myself. I laugh about it all the time, girl. But you know inside that I cry in streams. I guess that's what I get for chasing my dreams. I give you my hand, I say that you should leave. You say something along the lines of how could you be so dull. I don't wanna live life in a picture frame. I don't wanna live life, is that okay?
Is why he is one of the three most ready artists at Lymph 2016's Academy Lumen, and that song is called Dreams. Brilliant tune, mate. Amazing.
Nice one, thank you very much.
So Lymph, again, you're building up to it. Are you kind of doing a lot of work on what you're going to do on stage for that night? Or
well, with the money, I've sort of invested in this big aesthetic change. Like, I've got my guitar is covered in UV paint. And
so this is from the money that you got from Lymph?
From the PRS money. And
brill.
I've got a UV light. I've splashed my guitar in UV paint. And when I'm on stage, I'll be wearing my jazzy shirt. And hopefully with the light from Lymph and on from the UV light, it'll all be glowing. My shoes will be bright white and everything will look quite cool, I reckon. So hopefully, if it goes to plan, everything's smooth,
wow,
it'll look
it's
cool.
It's going to be worth going just to see that then. That's quite cool. Tell us about what else 2016 has got in store for you, because I know you've got Liverpool Loves with us on the Merseywell Sound Station stage.
Yeah, there's a lot of really Liverpool-based summer festivals, and I think I'm really looking forward to it, like, especially like down the year. I love it when it's summer, so I can sort of like play as much gigs. Like, so I like playing out gigs outside when it's like really good weather, and hopefully Lymph is as well.
Astral Coast is this weekend, so this Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm playing that. I remember it's all over the water now. It's
weird.
Yeah,
it's moved. It's expanded.
Yeah,
see, that's the good thing with these festivals, Lumen. You see them starting off small and get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Because of Threshold, weren't it? Like, I played the Astral Coast part in Threshold, and that was in Kitchen Street, and now it's over the water and all big and fancy, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Lymph lineup. We've got a big old lineup this year. Everyone from Clean Cut Kid to Leanne LaHavis to the Wombats. Give us your top three artists that you're going to try and go and see at Sefton Park.
I think definitely me Liverpool favourites, Clean Cut Kid, because they're just so lovely, and like, I've got to go and see them. They're like my best mates now, and I feel the Wombats would be a good one. And there's loads. I think all the Academy stage as well. I have to go and see Alan Ellie and all that, and just all the little people, like, all sort of new mates in the Academy.
Yeah.
I feel that'd be cool.
So you can all have a big party, like, on a Sunday, can't you? Like,
alcohol,
you just finish
free.
School.
Yeah.
Alcohol free, especially for Ellie Nelly.
Yeah.
She's not over 18. Tell us as well, stuff online, because I know you've got some stuff out already. Tell us what we can expect and what's coming up and what's there now.
Hopefully on SoundCloud, it's all a lot of bedroom demos that are basically 100% me, but I'm going to go in the studio next couple of weeks, sort of produce it myself in the studio, just have a nice little day by myself and hopefully get a track down that's releasable for the world and radios and that. So
okay.
Hopefully it's cool. Hopefully people enjoy it as well. A nice studio change to a bedroom track.
Yeah, no bedroom sounds in the background. But the SoundCloud page is incredible. It's packed, so please do check it out. Where can we find out? Where can we find out more?
On SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/LumenSound. Facebook is facebook.com/LumenMusic, and Twitter is Lumen Sound as well. So
okay, and when you're looking on Twitter, it's quite hard to find. It's got to be capital L, capital U, capital M, capital E.
On Facebook, I think it is, and okay. Then on Twitter, it's just at Lumen Sound. So.
Okay, so give it a follow at Lumen Sound on Twitter. Lumen, nice one, mate. We're going to play a second track of yours now. This is called "Do It." Tell us about this.
This is probably quite an old tune, but I like it. It's because I'm quite selfish and I'll play songs I like really. But it's quite electronic. It's quite stripped back, and I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, brilliant. We've got our gig guide with Craig Pennington very soon, but right now, this is Lumen and Do It. We'll see you at Lymph, mate.
Nice one, Jay.
Thanks, mate.
Second try.
Yet another amazing session recorded live at Tankfield Studios with our Michael Johnson. That was Lumen, and you'll see Lumen. He's part of the Lymph Academy this year, so get to the Lymph Academy stage. It's in the big tent. You can't miss it in Sefton Park over that fantastic weekend, which has changed dates this year, Craig. Is that going to confuse people?
Well, I'm all over the place.
Because people, I think, will still think it's on Bank Holiday because it's so like connected to that weekend every year, isn't it?
It was like the first year when they did Lymph, and there was people turning up on Matthew Street with like cases of booze. Yeah. Like, where's the party? Guys, did you not get the memo?
Do you think we miss Matthew Street, or do you think...
I don't miss it, do you?
No, not really. I missed like the days of when I was like very young going to it, but the past few years with it just kind of got a bit...
It kind of died, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of hard work.
I mean, Lymph in comparison, when you look at what Matthew Street became, it's just such a, you know, fantastic leap forward, isn't it? Mm. Much more family orientated and more creative and more interesting.
Exactly. So yeah. we got Craig Pennington with us from Bido Lito. First off, mate, Bido Lito this month.
What are we on? Issue 68, our July 2016 magazine. A big illustration around love on the front cover for reasons we will come on to momentarily.
Yes.
We've got some really good feature articles in there with emerging new artists. We've got a great piece with Omens, something with Mele, who's an amazing kind of electronic producer from the city. A group called Pines. I pronounced that correctly. All girl kind of power, kind of rock and roll punk band from Chester, I think.
If they ever get like radio airplay on like Radio 1 or whatever, what's going to happen?
This is not going to happen, is it?
It's just not, is it?
They're going to have to change their name or be Pines.
Yeah, but even then, it's, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting. So Bido Lito, you can grab hold of that right now. When does the first issue kind of get released to the outlets where you put it?
It comes out on the third Thursday every month.
So the third Thursday.
As a kind of general rule of thumb. Slightly different if there's like 5 weeks in a month. But yeah, third Thursday of the month.
So August will be out round soon.
Yeah. It's the 21st of July. The August magazine comes out, yeah.
Cool. Mm. Brilliant stuff. So we got loads going on, mate, as always. Slap bang in the middle of summer. We got to talk Lymph.
Yeah, definitely. Which is great because there's lots of content in the magazine this month and things that we're working on, which are all very heavily Lymph related. Mm. Lymph looks like a really, really exciting lineup. Lots of variety and different projects and things that are happening under its banner, as well as the big pop names in the park over that weekend. And we're really, really thrilled to be doing a project with Lymph this year, which is why we've got the love illustration on our front cover. We're doing a big project called From Liverpool with Love, which is very much a kind of a pet project of mine and something that I've wanted to do with Bido Lito for a while. People often ask us, where does the name Bido Lito come from? What does Bido Lito
mean? It's a cool name for a magazine, I must admit.
Well, it sounds nice on the tongue.
I think
it sounds nice in the Scouse accent as well, which is good. But Bido Lito's was the club in Los Angeles in the late 60s where Love played all of their first shows.
Wow.
It was a little underground rock and roll club kind of like off the strip in LA, and it was like Love's cavern, basically.
I thought it was like, for some mad reason, I had in my head it was another word for music from somewhere else.
Oh, okay. No. That was the name of the club.
And is that club still going?
No. It's, well, the building's still there, and I think it's a cinema or a kind of an art space now. But it's the club itself isn't going anymore. I wanted to have a name for the magazine when we started it, which had a very, very strong kind of link to Liverpool, but had reference points to Liverpool's past, which weren't overtly obvious. And Love as a band have got such a strong kind of indelible link to Liverpool. They're very much a band of Liverpool that the city's completely and utterly taken to its heart over the last 20, 30 years. So the Bido Lito's reference always kind of like, I love that about having the magazine, having that name. So when we got asked by Lymph if there was a project that we wanted to do for this year's festival, the idea was basically to do something which celebrated Love. It's 10 years since Arthur Lee passed away this year. And also something that celebrated the relationship between Liverpool and that band. For listeners who don't know, Love were an amazing kind of psychedelic rock and roll group from the West Coast in the late 1960s. Came out of the same kind of peer group as The Doors, released on the same record label as The Doors. But they never, ever, ever achieved the international and national acclaim that they should have done. They were massive home beds, and they had all kinds of wranglings and creative differences with the record label. And to cut a long story short, they never had the success that they should have done, apart from in a few places around the world, one of which is Liverpool.
Why Liverpool?
An interesting question, and one which I wish I knew the concrete answer to. But they had this charismatic, amazing leader called Arthur Lee, who's psychedelic black man, you know, at a time when being an American psychedelic black man was an odd thing to be, and quite controversial and tied into the whole kind of like civil rights movement and everything else in America. And Liverpool just seems to have taken them to our heart. Arthur Lee did a show in Liverpool with Shaq as his backing band in 1992. And that very much kind of like aligned Love as a band with Shaq, who in very many ways are like Liverpool's own version of Love in Los Angeles, that they were like this band that are massively celebrated and loved locally, thought of as this kind of super amazingly talented, really influential group, but never achieved the commercial success which their reputation kind of should have led them to achieving. Excuse me. So the fact that Arthur came over and he played the show with Shaq in 1992, and then that got released by Viper Records, and it created this real kind of like mystique. But this really famous saying that you're never more than 200 yards away from a copy of Forever Changes when you're in Liverpool.
Right.
So along the same lines as all like Bill Drummond with his ley lines and all these kind of weird kind of mystical kind of nuances around Liverpool and its musical past, Love very much ties into one of those. And then Johnny Eccles, who's the original guitarist in Love and childhood friend of Arthur Lee, he has just recently done a tour of the UK, basically to celebrate 10 years of Arthur's death. And the show in Liverpool was by far and away the biggest one that they did, completely sold out. So it's an interesting one. So what we wanted to do was celebrate that link and kind of work out maybe a bit why and have a conversation about it. So we've invited Johnny to come over from Los Angeles, and he's going to be playing a show in the park.
Wow.
Made up with a full band of musicians from Liverpool's kind of former kind of glories, effectively. So some amazing new artists playing, but then we've got former members of the Lars and, you know, lots of really, really interesting kind of...
So what will they be doing, their tunes, their music?
They're going to be doing a full set of Love songs. So right. A lot of songs are Forever Changes,
and
but also
with
Capo.
Some local artists.
And well, it'll be a full Love show, and Brilliant. The band will be made up all of local artists with Johnny Eccles playing with all of them.
Fantastic.
So
it's a great
idea. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really, really good.
So when and where will we see this? It's Liverpool stage.
It's Liverpool stage, and it's on the Sunday. So that's the 24th. It's the second to last spot. So 5:10 in the afternoon.
Okay.
In Sefton Park on the It's Liverpool stage. After Dave McCabe and the Ramifications, and before Michael Head and the Red Elastic
Brilliant.
Band.
I'm just thinking, because I didn't know much about Love, and that story just fascinated me. So I think for anyone, even if you haven't heard of them, that is worth
We'll pick up a copy of this month's magazine, and there's a full interview with Johnny in there, and then a whole article which kind of tells that story. But Love are, you know, one of my favourite bands ever. I mean, stunning, and highly influential and important band. So, we're thrilled to be doing it. I'm really grateful to Lynn for asking us to do the project.
Brilliant. Check that out from Liverpool with Love. From Liverpool with Love?
From Liverpool with Love, yeah.
On the It's Liverpool stage, part of Lymph on Sunday, the 24th, round about 5 p.m. Lymph in general, Craig, obviously the Academy is back this year. It does incredible stuff for local musicians.
It does. It's fantastic. I mean, I think the Academy, for me, is probably the most... important aspect of Lymph, and definitely, you know, the project within it, which is going to have the most, the biggest amount of a legacy to it. There was a hole there that needed filling in terms of really supporting, you know, very, very, very talented artists and helping give them that leg up. And as the music industry has kind of cannibalized and killed itself over the last 10, 15 years, different things need to come in and do that. And things like Miserable Sound Station Prize and Lymph Academy are very, very, very important in doing that. So, yeah, it's great to see that growing from strength to strength. And then another amazing collection of artists this year that they're pushing. I know Ellen and Nelly has been in doing a live session recently on the Sound Station podcast, and you know I'm just a massive fan of the whole project.
Brilliant. And of course Lumen, who you heard before, you'll see him live. He's part of the Academy this year as well. Now obviously there's a lot of focus in what will happen Sefton Park for the summer jam. So yeah. Saturday we got Sigma. I know you're going to be there right at the front when Sigma are headlining things.
Can't
for
wait. It's been the highlight of my year. Sure.
Can you name a Sigma song?
I have absolutely no idea who they are. Sorry.
Craig Bennington. Well, you know. But they will honest. Be good. They will be good.
I'm sure they'll be great.
And they've got a load of different vocalists that I'm sure they'll bring on throughout the evening. On Sunday, we got the likes of Craig Charles on stage, Leanne LaHavis. But around what happens in Sefton Park, of course, the Wombats as well on Sunday. But around what happens on Sefton Park, there's commissions and other events, isn't it, across the city. Now, explain what some of these are, because this is where it gets a little bit confusing with them.
Yeah, it does. I mean, they've got a whole raft of different things happening over a couple of week period, obviously focused around the park. But there was one event that they are doing, which I wanted to kind of flag up because I think it's quite interesting. It's called From Erics to Evol, and it's essentially a celebration of Liverpool's kind of alternative music undercurrent, and it's kind of like punk aesthetic. So the counterbalance to the mainstream, you know, that subculture which has been there and has been thriving right the way through Liverpool's history, to be honest. But Erics to Evol is meant to kind of symbolise that period from when Erics was really, really active in the late 1970s and the emergence of punk through to Evol, who's one of our, you know, most storied local promoters. And so they're doing two live shows which run over the 23rd and 24th of July, and then a panel event on the 20th of July, which is basically set up to discuss this influence of Liverpool's counterculture and punk underground on the city, on the city's mindset, on the city's music.
Some great artists as well involved in them too, like Ian Brody's on, isn't he? Pete Wiley's on.
Pete Wiley's playing the show with Brody's Lightning Seeds show and Pete Wiley. There's also the Clang Group, which is Clive Langer, who was in Deaf School. He's playing with his group, the Clang Group. He's was in Deaf School, but more famous for producing artists like Madness, really, really successful record producer who went on to do all kinds of interesting things after he left Liverpool and after he finished playing with Deaf School. An amazing personality and a really interesting guy. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing them. And yeah, and then the panel event on the 20th of July, which is kind of brings all this Erics to Evol narrative together. Really interesting mix of people, John Robb, Jane Casey, Paul DeNoyer, really kind of influential author who's written a lot about Liverpool. Paul and Liverpool's music, Pete Wiley, Pauline Murray of Penetration, and myself kind of keeping up the rear. But should be a really, really interesting.
And where's the panel? Is that in the article as well?
That's a district on the 20th. Okay. All this information is on the Lymph Festival website. If you put in Lymph, Erics to Evol, all the full kind of listings for the two live shows and the panel event will come up. But just great. And I think emblematic. There's various commissions which are happening this year under the programme, which we could talk about. We haven't got time to do all of them, but really emblematic of the desire from the festival to look at other things away from kind of commercial, you know, pop, which is really, really, really important and, you know, needs to be there as the heart of the programme. But trying to tell a more plural story about what goes on in terms of Liverpool and the city and why it's interesting and important.
And getting other locations and everything else involved as well, which is brilliant.
Definitely.
So check it out. Loads happening around that big weekend in Sefton Park. Just go to Lymph's website for more information. Something else happening, Bow Street Coffee, they've got something special going on.
Yeah, so this is a project we've been working on for a while. It's a collaboration between Bido Lito, Domino, Publishing, which is the publishing arm of Domino Records, so home to people like the Arctic Monkeys and Franz Ferdinand and Clinic and loads of other amazing bands, and a artist duo called Wolf and Diva, and essentially a portrait of British songwriting, which the show is called, is a kind of an intimate look at the songwriting process with some of the most kind of like influential and interesting songwriters active in Britain today. So there's people like Steve Mason in there, John Hopkins, Bill Ryder Jones, Kate Tempest, Clive Langer, who I mentioned a little earlier when we were talking about Lymph. And the show is a mix of really, really amazing portraits, but then a series of audio interviews with the artists as well. So Rachel, who are Wolf and Diva, went to the places where those artists write and create. So maybe their home, it might be their home studio, it might be their kitchen, like where they kind of sit and write. And they shot the portraits and they did the interviews. So the idea is that you go and you experience the show as an audio and a kind of a photographic entity.
Okay, so I'm presuming it's headphones and
so you go in, stick your headphones on, all the interviews are on Spotify. Yeah,
brilliant. So nice coffee as well while you're there.
Have a lovely coffee.
Lovely coffee and
taking photos. So definitely check out, we're doing a show there as well on the 21st of July. doing and having a conversation with members of Clinic and All We Are about songwriting, and then we've got Jalen and Gonda playing live afterwards.
Wow.
So that's on
good.
The 21st of July.
21st of July, Bolty Coffee, Portrait of a British Songwriting. Brilliant. Liverpool Loves, this is something else free that happens. It's the second year now for this. It's on Saturday, 6th of August, taking over the Pierhead. Great music programme this year, and we have got our own stage. Merseyrail Sound Station will be there. Just seeing just some of the names on that already, fantastic artist.
Yeah, definitely. Ellen and Ellie, Delia and Lumen all playing. I went last year, and it was it's just great to see the Pierhead used in a different way. And I know that there's a large kind of festival thing happening there at the moment. And I think that the more things that are done down on the Pierhead, using that backdrop as the vista, is really, really good for the city. And, you know, it should be celebrated and used in a civic way, like it is for Liverpool Love. So
there's no better atmosphere than being on the Pierhead in an event like that, especially when it's sunny. But even if it's not sunny, it's fine. So check that out. Liverpool Love, Saturday, 6th of August, the Merseyrail Sound Station have got their own stage. One thing you're looking forward to most about Lymph 2016, aside from anything we're talking about, apart from Sigma as well.
Apart from Sigma, I let my guard down there, didn't I? Apart from our own projects, I'd probably say the orchestra in the park.
On Friday night,
yeah. I think that there's, I don't know, I mean, there's something about seeing full families turning up, plonking themselves down with their picnic basket and their kind of gingham cloth, and getting the butties out and watching the Philharmonic in the park. But
so
it's just something.
On that Friday, is it going to be local musicians doing the vocals, isn't it? And
I think it is, and I think it's basically kind of telling the story. It's like a songbook of Liverpool,
yeah,
isn't it?
So we've got every big tune from the Beatles to Frankie Goes to Hollywood to Atomic Kitten on stage that night, played via the beautiful Royal Philharmonic, which would be amazing.
Brilliant. For me, it's kind of sometimes the Philharmonic and orchestras and classical music and orchestration in general can be kind of like, you know, passed off as being kind of high culture that's hard for people to kind of like relate to. So the thing I love about that element of Lymph is the fact that you have, you know, I'll go with like me nan and, you know, just all your normal people that just want to go and enjoy music in the park and have this massive internationally regarded institution kind of playing it. It kind of breaks down all those barriers,
doesn't it? Yeah,
completely.
It's like when they've done Cream classics recently.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Good. It's just interesting. It's good to break that down and have people relate to an orchestra and, you know, the Philharmonic Orchestra feel part of the city and be really, really important for the city. So I think it's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Brilliant. So Lymph happening the 23rd, 24th of July, Sefton Park, and lots of fringe events around that as well. Craig, thank you, mate. We're going to play the Vril Society now, another band that are playing Lymph. Are you a fan of these guys?
Yeah, we've featured them, you know, various times in the magazine. I'm a big fan. I think that they're an exciting band, and, you know, I've had to overcome quite a lot of hurdles to get where they are over a long period of time. And it's great to see them doing well. It was brilliant to see them doing so well at Glastonbury
as well. They played at the BBC Introduction stage. So this is the Vril Society. This is La Jetty. Check it out and go see them live at Lymph. Craig Pennell from Beat Olito. Thank you, mate.
It was a pleasure. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
Listening to Merseyrail Sound Station. Make sure you follow at MR Sound Station on Twitter and like Merseyrail Sound Station on Facebook for all Sound Station updates and the latest in Merseyside music.
Big welcome to Craig Pennington from Bido Lito magazine. Make sure you check them out online and also grab your free copy of Bido Lito as well. Quick reminder too, the Sound Station prize is open. We're getting tons of entries on this. So if you're a local musician, whether you're in a band, whether you're a solo singer, whatever, this is your chance to win an incredible prize. Last year, Katie Alex was crowned the winner of the Merseyrail Sound Station prize 2015. It could be you this year. Dead easy to apply. All you got to do, record a little video on your smartphone and then get to one of our performance locations at either Liverpool Central, South Parkway Station, Southport, Kirby, Wallasey Grove Road or Hoylake or Hooton, and then just upload it to our Facebook page. Simple as that. We've got another upload location for you as well this year with a very special Soundstation piano. Yes, it's in Liverpool One and it's all part of Tickle the Ivories. So get involved in that as well. Go along, play one of your tunes, record it, upload it, and you are in with a chance of winning that incredible prize. Music industry mentoring for 12 months. Studio time right here at the amazing Tankfield Studios with our own Michael Johnson and free Merseyrail train travel for a full 12 months. It's amazing. So go to the website, go to the Facebook page for more information and get uploading. You could be winning the Merseyrail Soundstation Prize 2016. Okay, so that is it for this month. Thank you for checking us out. We're going to see you at Sefton Park for the Liverpool International Music Festival, LIMF 2016. It all kicks off 23rd and 24th of July. And this is another band that you'll see in Sefton Park for LIMF. They're called Aztecs. And this is Talking to Myself.
13th door on the street, dark as a hollow grave. Slowly turning the key, light up an empty cave. Night call, beat to the wall, beat to the floor, but no one's listening. Clock strikes right on the line, 0 to 24. Tell me, what can I see? Clothes on the bathroom floor. Hot pink blood in the sink, open the door, but no one's listening. I'm talking to myself again, I'm talking to myself. Fingertips on razor blades and bloodstains on the shelf. Tell me why you even try to do this to yourself. I'm talking to myself, I'm talking, but no one's listening to me. I'm talking to myself again, I'm talking to myself. Fingertips on razor blades and bloodstains on the shelf. Tell me why you even try to do this to yourself. I'm talking to myself, I'm talking, but no one's listening to me. Daydreams starting to see, nightmares crawling in. Dark
clouds, follow me now till I forgive your sin. Doors locked, everything stopped. What would you say if we were listening? You're talking to yourself again, you're talking to yourself. My fingertips on razor blades and bloodstains on the shelf. I'll tell you I'd even try to do this to myself. I'm talking to myself, I'm talking, cause you were listening to me. Well, I was listening to you.
This train is for Liverpool Central. The next station is...
This has been a podcast from Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Follow us on Twitter at MR Sound Station and like us on Facebook. Get there by train.